Heather Hurlburt, a former arms control negotiator, now with the New America think tank in Washington. Of course, the big Russia story still is the Mueller investigation. Special counsel Robert Mueller isn't done yet. By now, we're all pretty familiar with the main American characters in the plot: Mike Flynn, Michael Cohen, Paul Manafort. But what about the Russians, like former ambassador to the U.S. Sergei Kislyak, who even once said he was unable to name all the people on the Trump team he had met? Then there are the 13 Russian operatives who were indicted last February. Where are all those people now?
People in the Russian system tend to get promotions rather than penalties.
That's Moscow-based correspondent Charles Maines, who is in Washington today. I asked him, where is Sergei Kislyak?
Well, you know, Sergei Kislyak returned to Russia, as you noted. He joined the Federation Council. This is the upper chamber, essentially the Russian Senate, where he represents the Republic of Mordovia, which maybe people don't know so well, but is, in fact, it's probably most notable for being the home of many prison colonies. That's, in fact, where one of the members of Pussy Riot served out her term.
Kislyak, like a lot of other Russians, he got some mileage around the intrigue surrounding the Mueller probe. I want us to hear Ambassador Kislyak on Russia's Vesti News. This is a segment the broadcaster called Kislyak Explains How He Personally Helped Steal the U.S. I'm sorry, I got to say this with a straight face. How he personally helped steal the U.S. elections.
Все разговоры о том, что мы выбрали президента, о том, чтобы ему помогли в США.
All the talk about us getting the president elected, that we helped him in the U.S., is such a naive, I must be polite, nonsense, that sometimes you listen to it all and you wonder, is this really what's happening in the U.S., the country that's proud of its democratic traditions, of its role as a paragon of democracy? This is all very surprising. How low political life has sunk in the U.S.
It seems to me, Marco, that this is one of the arguments that the Russians have made all along with the Russia investigation, which is that, you know, if the U.S. is such a paradigm of a world leader, a superpower, would it really be that simple to essentially hack the system?
All right. So that's what Ambassador Kislyak is up to. Then there's this guy.
Wish you at least could be honest. I wish that you told me the truth.
All right, I hear you chuckling, Charles. Remind me who the singer is and what his role is in this drama.
Yes, we're listening to Emin Agalarov. He is one of the Agalarov clan. This is the father and son. Aras is the father. Emin is the son. You know, you can think of them in some ways as the Trumps of Russia. They're real estate developers, although Emin has developed also a pop career. You know, it's interesting. Some people have kind of run away from the attention of this Russia scandal. Emin has embraced it. He just released an album called Kamikaze that includes this hit video called Got Me Good, and it features lookalikes of Donald Trump. You've got Kim Jong-un, you've got Hillary Clinton, Stormy Daniels, Mark Zuckerberg, Ivanka Trump. I mean, everybody's in there. And Emin says that this is all satire and commentary on the politics of the day.
Yeah, satire and commentary, but they're milking it. Do the Agalarovs, these Trumps of Russia, have a bright future ahead?
Well, it would appear so. Aras, the father, was behind one of the construction projects for the World Cup stadium in Kaliningrad, for example. And they have other projects on the way. So certainly their business empire seems to be doing just fine.
All right, working our way down the list. Last summer, Robert Mueller indicted 12 Russian intelligence officers. We know them as this team, Fancy Bear, for meddling in the 2016 election. What became of them?
Fancy Bear, and then they have a kind of a partner organization, another group of hackers called Cozy Bear. They're tied to various agencies within the security services in Russia. You know, they've been fairly quiet. It's interesting that General Mattis recently announced that Russia was actively trying to interfere in the midterm elections, although he had provided no proof. And so you have some sense from articles that have been written in Wired magazine and some of the Russian press that these groups are still active, but they're not working on sort of a national scale. It's more attacking the perceived enemies of the Russian state. Also, it's probably worth noting that the GRU, which is tied to Fancy Bear, has been more embroiled in the scandals surrounding Sergei Skripal. This is the poisoning of the former Russian double agent in the UK. So there have been other sort of issues at the forefront there.
And one last thing, Charles, since you're in Washington today, now that Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak is no longer there and throwing lavish parties at Russia's D.C. embassy, who is in charge and what's the news on the social scene?
Well, you know, the new ambassador here for several months now has been Anatoly Antonov. He has a reputation as a Russian hardliner, although he came into the office saying he wanted to promote good relations between the U.S. and Russia. The problem has been, he says, that no one will meet with him. Essentially, Russia and the Russian government is so toxic in D.C. right now that no politicians will go and spend time with them. So essentially, you know, they've been waiting in limbo for something to change in the environment in Russian-U.S. relations, and that hasn't happened.
Wow. Talk about a Cold War. Moscow correspondent Charles Maines, today in Washington. Thanks, as always, Charles.
Thanks, Marco. Good fun.